Hello, hello, welcome to another episode of Horizon Scan. Yeah, Hugh's at work. He's a real person with an actual job. He's bluffing his case in some spare time.
I'm on a break.
On a break.
We were on a break.
Yeah, okay.
I've got a question.
Go on.
Why is Obama being at Downing Street weird?
Well, apparently, I think it's weird. It feels odd. It feels odd for him just... Okay, so let's talk about the sort of the theory behind this. The tinfoil hat behind it, because we like a bit of fun. The tinfoil hat is that actually Biden, it hasn't really been in charge for his whole presidency, and Obama is kind of pulling the strings. There's lots of Obama people still in the background of that. The US presidential system, whatever you want to call it. Lots of Obama people still there. Obama is literally on video, which is quite funny. And unfortunate, obviously, if you're not a tinfoil hat person, but Obama. But he's literally on video saying, I wish I could have a third term. And if I could just have some puppet guy that I control running the show and being the face of it while I still pull the strings, that would be great. To make a joke about it in his I'm the smooth guy, fucking Obama type way. Okay, so there's that. So you've got the conspiracy theory stuff that actually the guy's still in charge, and this is the third Obama term instead of the Biden term. So then Vlad wins the election. So there's just been a presidential election in Russia. Putin won again, 85%, something like that. Very high. You can make what you like about that. The guy won. And then the next day, Obama turns up and starts fucking chatting to Rishi, who is in fucking turmoil himself. So you might say, well, that's just fine. There's nothing smelly about that at all. Feels a little bit smelly to me. Seems a bit out of the ordinary. And I think there is something, which we're going to Google now. We're going to find out what it means. I think there is something called the Logan Doctrine that the US has about people who aren't actually representing, like presidents, ex-presidents, basically, people like that coming and chatting to prime ministers and stuff. We're going to find out what that is now, though. Hugh's going to do his...
Well, can I ask some questions first?
Go on.
What?
No, because they, I could skip. No, come on, ask me the questions. It's funny.
why did he have to visit in person? No, we don't know the reason, right? We don't know the reason for his visit. Why did he have to visit in person?
Yeah,
and why did he have and with that, because with that comes publicity.
Yeah,
why did it have to be done that way?
Agreed. Which is another smelly thing, I think. It was very in your face. It was a photo op. Like, it wasn't secret. The guy turned up and made a fucking song and dance about it. It doesn't need to happen like that. Which,
do you think it's to do with Michelle running?
Oh, not even crossed my mind.
What if it's to do with Michelle running and Obama visiting is to re-raise his profile and indirectly, therefore, his wife's? And to call for Rishi and the British government to support the campaign for Michelle.
Yeah, possibly. But yeah, why wouldn't they do that anyway, though? Kind of, if you know what I mean. Like, everyone knows what this system is. Everyone knows that it's sort of obvious that the Democrats need to win because they don't want Trump. So they would, if Big Mike fucking ran, then...
No, the reason I say it is because you know, I think by now, probably your listeners should know by now. Our listeners. I would like to think that they have clocked on by now that I will go, when it comes to working out the motivations of people or things happening, I err on the side of the philosophy that it's normally the simplest thing. The most obvious thing. It's normally as opposed to the most complex.
Well, so do I. But I also entertain the fun stuff.
No, you fucking don't. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I go through all that stuff. I just talk about the fun stuff. I don't like you've like, this is what I've noticed this over the last few episodes. So this is now Hugh's what Hugh does is Hugh gets guys to talk about conspiracy
stuff. You know, I'm here listening. You're talking about me in the third person. I'm actually here.
I know. I'm talking to the audience. I'm ignoring you. I'm basically fucking Power Edge elbowing you while I talk to the audience. So what Hugh does recently, and this has happened over the past few episodes, it's a development, is Hugh tries to get me to talk about tinfoil hat stuff, because it's fun. But what he also does at the same time, and he enjoys that just as much as I do. But his character that he's putting on is of the sensible head. Gaz is the mental bloke who wants to talk about crocker stuff, and Hugh is the sensible adult in the room. Which is not the case at all. Hugh is just as fucking interested in this stuff as I am. He's just playing this fucking serious bloke.
That is not accurate.
Okay.
I'm not as interested in it as you are. I'm interested in it, not as much as you are. I like to think about them, but I certainly give them much less credence than what you give them.
That's not true. I think we give exactly the same amount of credence. It's just I find it more
fun. Are you saying that's not true?
Because it's...
Like, it's a statement.
Because I find it fun.
You can say you think. You can say you think it's not true.
No, I don't believe this stuff. Half the stuff I'm talking about, I don't believe it. Like, when we're talking about this stuff, I'm like, fucking hell, this is what's happening. Lizards.
Anyway, let's get back to what you were saying. You were saying Michelle Obama's a man, is what you were saying.
It's fun. It's a fun thing. So... It could be something to do with that. I'd say the most likely thing to be, there's panic in the US on the side of the Democrats about Trump. There's panic about it because nothing they're doing is working. It seems incredibly obvious that the guy is going to win. And I think there is an element of what the fuck are we going to do about this? What does it mean? The public thing, he's come over here so publicly, and that's what is fucking odd. Because we know that there's plenty of evidence for UK intelligence services doing things in the US that the US can't get away with because the US, obviously CIA, isn't allowed officially to operate on US soil, are they? So in the past, intelligence services that have good relationships do things, basically do favours for mates, and they do all the things that they're not allowed to do in their own countries, in each other's countries, and turn a blind eye to them. So if there was going to be some kind of sketchy shit around the election that helped the Democrats win and ensured that the fucking Donald lost, it's like more likely to be done by a foreign intelligence service than it is a domestic one. But still, that still doesn't cover why the guy's turned up so publicly. So you are probably right. It might have something to do with them sounding out, this is the gen, this is what we're looking to do. Are you on board with this? But then still, why go publicly? Other than the fucking raising awareness. But I don't think they need to raise awareness, do they, really?
I think
maybe,
so.
Maybe they do with normies.
If they need to, they may be, if on for the Michelle, I'll come on to the Logan Act in a minute.
Yeah.
Just to go back to that. But maybe in the case of their profile, we don't know what it is in America, right? But it's going to be higher than what it is in the UK and Europe. And maybe this is part of a marketing campaign, plain and simple.
Yeah, possibly.
That Michelle's are going to run it, or they're putting the feelers out. They're literally thinking, let's see what the thinking is across the pond. In Europe, in the UK, he's probably going to fuck off. Has he gone back to America yet? Probably going to go to Germany, isn't he? Let's see what he does after this, actually. Where is he now?
Well, the easiest thing is, it's not necessarily watch what he's doing. It's watch what the US press says about it. Because they'll telegraph they will basically telegraph what the US people who are on side are meant to think. Because we know that is basically how certainly the left-wing media right, probably as well, to be honest. But yeah, the mainstream media in the US, that's certainly how that works now. Something happens, and then you are told via stories and articles what you're actually meant to think about that situation. This is the approved line. If you want to be a good person on the right side of history, this is what your opinion is about this. Parrots it. Obviously, that's the NPC meme, isn't it?
Let's see what they're saying then.
Yeah.
Okay, this is interesting. Fox News. Fox News says Obama holds surprise. This is the headline. Obama holds surprise meeting with world leader after report about Biden rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so former President Barack Obama met with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Monday, just hours after a report came out about a rivalry between Obama and President Biden.
That in itself is interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because what does that do?
The meeting comes less than a day after a report detailing a decade... Well, it pitches them against each other.
Yeah.
A decade-long rivalry between Obama, Biden, and the aides. Biden aides have complained that Obama and his team did not fully appreciate Biden's experience with foreign policy, Congress, and grip-and-grin politicking, and were disrespectful, Axios reported this weekend. The Obama people thought Biden would suck as president, one former Biden aide told Axios. They didn't think he'd be organized enough to execute. We do have too many Obama people who don't care about Joe Biden. It's about them. When people say this is what worked for Obama, their first response is often, we're not Obama. White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates denied that the relationship between Biden and Obama was at all frayed in a statement to Fox News Digital, saying that Biden has not taken pot shots at Obama in private. What is Barack Obama's role in politics right now?
Nothing. He's a civilian.
Why the fuck is this important then?
Exactly.
And it's just thinking, when have they done this with the previous president? Maybe they have, we just haven't noticed it.
Well, I think because he was vice VP, wasn't he? Biden was VP during Obama's last term, I think. I don't know if it was both terms, but certainly the last term.
Was he
the VP? Yeah, yeah. Well, check it. Check me. Because I might be talking shit. I'm fairly sure he was. Get your Google fingers going.
Obama, I hope I
can't imagine that.
President.
I don't necessarily think that they got on. Because there's, you know, I'm sure I've sent you that video at some point of him where...
He was the VP for both terms.
Yeah, so there you go.
Fucking hell.
You know, all that stuff, it's fairly common for those people not to get on because they're rivals at the end of the day. They're always rivals to an extent. And I think it's likely that they didn't get on because there's at least one video of him completely fucking Biden off. He's like at one of those meetings or like little schmooze parties and he's chatting away to people and Biden's definitely trying to fucking speak to him. And he just keeps fucking Reg elbowing him.
Yeah.
So, but... You don't have to talk about that publicly, do you? Unless it means something. Unless, like, why now, after, you know, all this time of him being president, why now get Obama front and center and start talking about how they don't get on?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any sense, does it, for that to come out now? There's no timing reason other than it being, nothing happens in the mainstream media by accident, does it? These stories don't come out by accident. So if it's here, it means something. They don't want the public to think that they get on.
I wonder if there's a play here where something will come out about racist comments by Biden.
Well, there's plenty of them, isn't there?
Well, I don't know.
There's tons of them.
Just before Michelle decides to run.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, that's a good one. Because there are, I've seen at least fucking five, I think, videos of him M-bombing.
Well, they all have it from that era.
Yeah, of course they
all have it. They all have it.
Of course
they
will.
You can find it in the UK. It's like, it's not me defending saying it. You all have it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a fucking normal word to use.
Just like they're concealed weapons, aren't they? They're just there waiting to fucking come out when they're useful.
Yeah.
It's the skeletons in the closet where the bodies are buried, all that stuff. They all have shit on them.
Do you want me to talk about Logan Doctrine?
Yeah, just explain what it is, just to see if I'm talking shit again.
Okay, I think this, well, it's not to be confused with Logan's Law. Oh, Logan's Law in the UK, bit of useless quiz knowledge for you. Logan's Law in the UK is for Logan's Law is for a child known to social services and being monitored to have their other biological parent or next of kin notified of the complaints being made against the child when serious and being looked into. Okay, cool. Nice. Logan's Act.
Okay.
The Logan Act, enacted January 30th, 1799, is a United States federal law that criminalizes negotiation by unauthorized American citizens with foreign governments having a dispute with the United States. Yeah. Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it relevant here?
Well, it's just something I saw come up yesterday. People were saying, is there not a Logan Act issue here? Because, what that says is, to be in line with that, to be, you know, to not cross that line, then he's got to be here, authorised by the administration, hasn't he?
If the UK is deemed to be having a dispute with the USA.
Well, we don't know what they're talking about, do we?
No, but what's the dispute?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't know what the dispute is. There might be a dispute.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that's the thing. It's just something that, you know, there was lots of, there was people saying, is this not a Logan Act issue? Maybe it's not. Mm-hmm. It's just a possibility. Mm-hmm. But everybody said it was, there's no one who's gone, this is fucking totally normal. Everyone's gone, this seems a bit odd.
Mm-hmm.
Which it is.
It's just been weird. It's
definitely odd. Yeah. But we'll see. It's one of these things. We'll see what comes out now. We'll see what happens. You know, you can trace things back to maybe that was a conversation that was had. Just timing seems odd. Lots of things about it seem a bit smelly. So.
Have you seen? I don't know if you have.
Okay.
Have you seen the thing about billionaires in America dumping their stock?
Yeah, that's been happening for months.
Really? It's only just come out in the news.
Yeah, it's been happening for months. I think Zuckerberg's been selling something like 48 million shares of Facebook a week for an extended period. But Jeff Bezos has been doing the same. He's been selling loads of Amazon stock. Yeah. Now, and then you can look back at the last time this happened, and it was just prior to the pandemic. That's the last time they did like a wholesale sell. Which is obviously, the thing is, that's 4 years ago, pretty much. And
American billionaires selling stocks by the boatload, sparking fears of an impending financial disaster. Jeff Bezos, the third richest man behind Louis Vuitton's Bernard Arnault, and Elon Musk unloaded $8.5 billion in Amazon shares. $8.5 billion in Amazon shares. Mark Zuckerberg sold 1.4 million Meta shares worth roughly $638 million. Jamie Dimon, chairman and CEO of JP Morgan, shilled. Why is it shilled? This is Daily Mail. Why have they used that word there? Fucking morons. Jamie Dimon, chairman and CEO of JP Morgan, shilled $150 million this past week in his first cash out since taking the reins at a bank nearly 2 decades ago. Why did they use shill there? Daily Mail trying to be cool, using the word in a completely wrong context. Within days, Apollo Global Management's Leon Black also enacted his first ever sale, shedding $172 million in his equity firm after 34 years. Walmart's Walton family sold $1.5 billion in a week. Holy shit.
Yeah. Worth paying attention to, at the least. You can say, well, this is just something they do every 4 years or whatever. Or you can say, well, maybe they do know the ship is sinking and something's going to happen. Who knows? But that isn't an insignificant thing either way. It's still something to pay attention to. You know, if I was looking at that information, I'd be like, okay, well, I need to be at least have some of my net worth in something that is likely to be as stable and as accessible as possible during a potential shit show. Yeah. But I think it's that we've been talking about this for a long time, this potential fucking financial shit show that's coming at some point. It is, and it I think it is coming, and it has to come. And there's two sides of it. Like, the system currently isn't working very well. No one's really benefiting from it on the streets. So maybe it does need to go pop. It's just, you're going to have a very dark period afterwards, and maybe it'll get better, maybe it'll get worse. But certainly during the remainder of our lifetime, things are going to be very different at some point. It's just when it happens, isn't it? You know, is it the thing? Does it? Because this is where we get the financial people coming and shouting at us. And maybe we're talking shit. Maybe we're not.
Well, we've got some switched on financial people who watch this, listen to this, and HR, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know. So we very well likely get told that we're talking shit. But it seems to me, with my extensive knowledge of this bullshit, not very much, that the people I listen to, and you may say they are the wrong people, the people I listen to seem fairly convinced that something fucking dog shit is going to happen in the near future, in like the relatively near future. So yeah, you know, and if you are, like, we keep talking about what's going to happen during the US election. If you know the system's going to pop anyway, that's a good time for it to pop, isn't it? But I think that would just be, I think that's unlikely because it's too much of a fuck about, isn't it? That's just too much going on at one time. Yeah.
I'm just digressing slightly. Have you got a new cap again?
It's on the website for ages.
I haven't seen that one before.
You know, there is a problem. Yeah, slight fucking tangent. There is an issue on the WebSeg website at the moment. In that they've just got too much choice. I think anyway. I think it's like a choice overload. Certainly with the caps, there is fucking tons of caps on there. Tons of different like color combinations and design combinations. And I think you can go through it and go, like, your urge to buy goes by the time you've seen them all.
It's paralysis. I can't remember the phrase. Yeah. It is a thing. It's like you get overwhelmed with the number. Oh, happens to me. I get it every time I go to a restaurant. If that restaurant's got 20 or 30 things on, I want to eat every single thing. I literally can't decide every time. And I end up being put on the spot and then randomly choosing something when the record comes on.
Yeah. I've had the same thing on other websites. There's Deus Ex Machina, their fucking website. Their website, there's so much stuff on there. I've been on there a load of times and I never end up buying anything from it because I get to the end of it and I'm like, I'm sure I saw two or three things I really wanted. And then you get distracted and go and do the rest of your life. So yeah. Apologies for having too much fucking choice on the website. There we go.
Do you think that the films that Hollywood produce are influenced at all by people who are in positions of power and want to influence people?
Yeah.
And they have some say on what kind of films Hollywood should be producing. Now, the reason I say this is tinfoil hat on. We were talking last year, like sort of Q3, I think Q4, we were talking about Black Swan event this year, cyber attack being an option, or suicide in Trump being an option in ways to avoid Trump getting in, right? And then, lo and behold, fucking that cyber attack film got released, and it's called Leave the World Behind, I think. Leave the World Behind. And I watched that and thought, okay. And there's been something else I saw recently. It's going to be released, or it has been released. They're like Black Swan event, not Black Swan. They're like national disaster things. I thought, tinfoil hat on. Is this Hollywood being influenced to make these films in a certain way in order to get people more accepting of the fact that these are realistic possibilities and quite likely to happen, even though they shouldn't be quite likely to happen and they're not that realistic, and depending on what you think. What do you think?
Seems likely. It's just how it depends how that happens, though, doesn't it? Like, that there is the proper, you know, Alex Jones shaped tinfoil hat that says it is. It's all predictive programming. You know, this stuff is planned far in advance. And yeah, Hollywood is just an organ, effectively like an organ of the state, where, yeah, there are themes that are sort of greenlit. So, oh, if you can get someone to make a film about this, then that's what you should be doing. The other side of it, and all, you know, all the less sort of tinfoil hat you want is that it's just, it's people greenlighting films because they've got the money to be able to greenlight the films. And they are just, you know, the way, sounds a bit funny, but you know, the way it's like cells work. So, you, like a terrorist network, cells can be just totally independent of each other. Because they know what, you know, a better example of a terrorist cell, actually. Power Edge Tom. Power Edge Tom knows, like, as many fucking layers up as he possibly can, what the fucking mission is. It doesn't matter how he gets there. He just knows that that's the mission that's got to be. So when everybody else is fucking pink-misted, he can still be there with his ship bayonet trying to make it happen. That's how all this stuff works. So you don't have to have like a network of people telling people what to do. You just have approved narratives and everybody who aligns themselves with those narratives and wants to make those end results happen, just off the top of their head and off their own bat, can make choices to implement that. So it could be just people within Hollywood who are, you know, politically aligned with those type of things happening, or would benefit from those type of things happening, or any of that stuff, just green lighting things. And the other, they're completely, it's like lame version of that, is that it's literally just people seeing what's in the news, seeing that people are talking about that stuff anyway, and going, let's just make a film about that. That'd be cool.
That's what I think, right? That is what I think, right? But I like being in this room. I can just stand. That's what I think, right? But sometimes there's too much coincidence in what they're all producing. Sometimes yeah. I'm like, how the fuck have they all decided to do this niche subject?
Would you know what an easy way of looking at it is? Or a different way of looking at it? Go back. Go back 10, 20 years. See what the sort of films that are being made and then see if any of those things happened. If you're looking at a pattern, you know, is there anything
that would be to presume that the influence that we're hypothetically saying exists, was it in place then? I don't think that would be the case. You know, the way that those organizations, the studios, would be influenced, right? Because it doesn't necessarily have to be an individual, a scriptwriter. All these fucking films are out there, aren't they? It would be a studio. And the way it's in the same way that the media, the newspapers are influenced. You just got to own the person at the top of the tree.
Yeah.
Or I'd be able to influence them and go, hey, yeah, we're happy to fund this. Yeah, let's fund this film. This sounds good. Let's fund that and throw money at it. Whether you're a state organization, like the fucking, I don't know, the CIA, mm-hmm. you know, or you're an individual, private, wealthy individual. I mean, look at Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah.
Prime example of an individual that can influence what the newspapers are saying. But you don't put it back to him. People just think, oh, the newspapers are saying that. You don't think Rupert Murdoch may be influencing the way the editorial line here or the narratives that are being spun on, the things that aren't being said. Because yeah, often it's the things that aren't being said.
Otherwise, why else would he buy it? Like, look at the Schultzbergers who run the New York Times? They've owned it for like generations. Bezos owns the Wall Street Journal, doesn't he? I think.
Does he?
I think so. Was it Washington? Well, no, Washington Post he owns. Bezos owns the Washington Post.
Okay.
There's a family called, I think they're called the Schultzbergers, who have owned the New York Times for generations. Balaji's always talking about them. Balaji like talks really, really well about this. And that is literally a family that have owned the paper of record in the US for generations. And I think it's incredibly unlikely that their worldview hasn't been pressed on the New York Times, their editorial decisions over time. That's why these people buy. It's the only reason to fucking own a newspaper, isn't it? So you will, of course, see that.
No, it's not. No, if you're a business, the other reason to own a newspaper is if you look at it and go, that's a profitable business.
Yeah, but they're not profitable anymore, are they? They're fucking terrible. They haven't been profitable for a long time. Or like, you know, profitable enough to make that a good enough reason to buy it in when you're thinking about all the other things you can own. Print media, paper print media, is in the toilets and has been for fucking ages.
Yeah. I mean, it's a different topic, but they are fucking well behind the curve. Do you know what pisses me off for multiple reasons? And one of them is worst business model ever right now is paywalled articles. What are you fucking doing? What are you doing?
But that's survival mode, isn't it?
It's bad, though. It's bad. Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah, but
okay. So you're giving me another reason not to read your fucking paper.
But what else have they got? They're literally just relying on absolute fucking, you know, basic humans who don't know any better. They don't know how to. They don't know how to get around paywalls.
The future of news media is fascinating to me. Like, what is it going to turn into? Yeah. What is it?
I think it stays very similar to what is developing now, where you have, we've spoken about it a fucking million times, you have trusted individuals. And when I say trusted, they're trusted by you as an individual. You have your little gang of people that you think are worth supporting because they've proven over time to be truthful. And your definition of what is truthful and what is worthwhile, it might be completely different. You might have an individual who literally just tells you everything you want to hear, and they shield you from all the fucking nastiness, and they just completely mirror your worldview entirely and just, you know, compound your belief that you are right. But you pay them a fiver a month or whatever, pay them a couple of quid. You just do that. Or you just might get some entertainment value out of it. Whatever. You pick your squad of people who you are going to get your information from. I think that continues in some form, whether it becomes independent sort of news organizations again, and we see the circle go round again, and everything gets bigger, or it remains these individuals. Because how many times has this happened to you? We know that like print and mainstream media is just a fucking joke now. It's a literal joke. How many times have you seen something, a story, and it's like at least 48 hours before you see it in a newspaper or see it on some mainstream thing? Or that normie friend of yours sends you a link and goes, have you seen this? And you're like, yeah, that was 3 days ago. You know what I mean? That, you know, that happens a lot now.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is to do with the citizen journalist thing. It's either independent people who are being paid by some sort of subscription thing and supported by their gang of people who think that they're worthwhile, or it's literal people with a mobile phone uploading things onto their shitty little account and then larger accounts finding it and it's spreading. You know?
Yeah.
We know that it's the thing. It doesn't matter what you think of Elon. The system that is happening within X currently is the best system we have available. Because, like we said a million times, the place is just full of autistic nutbags who like to fact check. And they can do it faster than fucking anybody because they're a swarm. So when you put bullshit on there, yes, it might get like community noted in like an official capacity within X, which is great. Because every fucker gets community noted. Or there's systems within that they've tried to game that a little bit over recent times, but that's just a developing thing that you've got to keep on top of it. Or it's literally just randoms going, no, look at this. Here's a paper that disproves that. No, look at this list of links. You know, my missus is one of those fucking nutbags. You know, my missus has a huge drama with anti-vaxxers. She hates it. She hates anything to do with it. And all she does, she has two people she fights with. She has the anti-vaxxers and flat earthers. Both of those people. And she will literally just spend her fucking day, because obviously she's an invalid at the moment. She'll just spend her day researching, finding ways to go, look, no, you are incorrect. I think that's where it goes. It's that sort of decentralized swarm that actually works out what truth is. You know? But like we said, you pick your inputs to that, don't you? You pick your inputs and you pick bad inputs.
Yeah,
pick the wrong inputs, it's all going to go wrong.
There's a real learning. There's a load. There's a great swath. Swathe? Swathe or swathe?
Swathe.
Swathe. Hang on a minute. Swathe. I've only ever seen this word written. Swathe.
I think it depends if you're north or south. North
swathe.
Or southern.
Hang on.
Swathe.
Swathe, swathe. Google just told me swathe.
Right, swathe.
Great swathe of the population, right, of the world population.
Yeah.
First world population, who they've got, they're way behind the learning curve in how to interpret social media posts, right, across any platform. And the most obvious people that I see this happening to are the ones that say, for example, X is a nightmare because it's full of anti-Semitism, full of racism, it's full of sexism, and it's a melting pot of horrible people who just want to say horrible things. Depends what you're looking at, depends what you're paying attention to. It depends how you understand what and who the entities are that are posting on it for what reason. It's just like we need to do the same thing with people. Need to do the same thing with social media. Learn the same lessons and treat social media the same way as we did with junk mail through your mailbox. We know when a letter comes through. Most of the time, when a letter comes through the door, we know just by looking at the fucking envelope. We know immediately whether it's likely to be bullshit or likely to require our attention. Like, we know it, and we need to learn the same thing with social media. And I think, and people have different abilities of this. There are morons who open letters and don't realize it's fucking junk mail. There are morons who will open the junk mail, think they've won £1,000 in a lottery, and ring the number to find out. And only then do they realize it's bullshit. There are people who won't even open the envelope. They go, I fucking know it. Because it says on it, to the occupier. It doesn't even say my name. And the same thing is that with social media. And that's a really important lesson with X. Like, it's more important with X than anything else, because X allows anything, almost anything. So yeah, the people who are most susceptible to opening that junk mail shit and thinking it's something real or attention for them, they're also really susceptible to reading bullshit on X and either getting angry by it and then throwing a fucking teddies at the pram because someone said a naughty word, or someone was sexist, or someone was racist, or you interpreted it as that, and not realizing at face value, not being able to see a tweet, and immediately on seeing a tweet, like the little flags that we know, you're probably better than what I am, the little flags that come up just in the way a sentence is worded, what the profile indicates, the number of followers they've got, the number of people they follow, the profile picture, the type of profile name, the location they say they're at, how often they fucking tweet or post on X, all these little things, who the people they are, who they interact with, you know, all that stuff. And you go, okay, you do your calculation, okay, this is nonsense.
Yeah.
Because I do. Yeah, you see something you don't like on, sorry, you see something you don't like on X. If I think, why did they say that? I'll click on the profile, like, I want to see who this douchebag is. And 99.99% of the time, it is an irrelevant douchebag who may or may not be a bot, or may or not just be a moron, who's one of those people who gets their kicks from saying nasty things on X that they don't really mean and wouldn't say in real life. But they'll say it on X in the same way that you get the gamers who go on games and they're complete bellends. They get the microphone on, they're slagging everyone off, and they get killed, they're effing and blinding like they're a child. These are like 40-year-old men playing a game going mental. They take that microphone off and they're back in the real world where they're nice, nice, normal person. It's the same on social media. You've got to navigate the waters like that. The water's the same way. It's hard.
You do that in real life, though, don't you? As in, like, on the street. Like, in going about your daily life, all of those things that you spoke about, all the nastiness, that's all there. Obviously, people, it's all available. They might not be within your circle because you've sorted out your circle. You only associate with a certain amount of people who you know to be reputable or reliable in some way, or you have some history with. You know, even, like, with shitty people, So a snake is okay as long as you know it's a snake, all that stuff. You have that in real life. You just have to be able to duplicate that online. And there's very similar signals, or the same sort of signals that are just represented in a different way online. You have to accept that the internet is a place like that can't be ignored. It probably has more influence over the way that it's like, which one's wagging? Is real life wagging the social media, or is social media wagging real life? Which end is the tail of the dog there? You can't ignore it. You can't afford to not be able to speak the language. You can't afford to. It's a skill that you need.
But I think someone said something. It was my cousin. One of my cousins, super intelligent guy, the writer. In fact, he'd been on HR before. Huge amount of respect for him. He said to me, and this is a common phrase, that he said that social media is a reflection of society. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that's completely incorrect. I think it could be a reflection of society if the only people that are on social media were people who were actually being themselves on social media the way they are in real life. I don't think it's a reflection of society at all. I think that's bullshit. I think it's a reflection of a societal alter ego plus bots.
Yeah, I mean, I know what he's saying, because everybody sees it differently, don't they? So you might, when you go online, depending on how you've curated your online experience, it might be a good reflection of real life. It might be. Or if you created it differently, it might not be. You know, if you don't have any anons, you don't have any, if you know who all your connections are and you know them as real life as well, as closely as you can, then it might be a reflection of real life for you.
Mm.
It's like you can't talk about social media, or you can't talk about online, the internet. You can't talk about that. And this is one of the problems we're going to see in the future. You can't talk about it in like a definite experience. It is definitely this, because it's a million different things to a million different people. All our experiences are very slightly different.
Yeah.
And that goes, we see this with the, you know, kind of what we're talking about. So you see this with the bubbles that people put themselves in, because they're not curating and updating their sort of network. You know, that's why everybody is flapping. Well, one of the reasons people are flapping about AI is because we are going to get to the stage very, 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 very soon where you aren't going to be able to tell. It's going to be incredibly difficult to tell. You'll need software to tell whether a video or something you've seen or read or heard is real or not. You won't be able to do it just by looking at it. And unfortunately, the way this has grown, we only look at things for a few seconds and we make our mind up, and then we probably share it to somebody. People are just going to have to do a lot more due diligence. And that might be something you do yourself. And this is important about the networks. That might be something that you do yourself because you enjoy it. So you have the program that can check if that video is AI, you know, just the same way you have programs that can check if things are Photoshop now or audio recreations. And yeah, you might have the skills and time and inclination to do that yourself so that you don't get caught out. Or you might have people within your network, the people you follow. You might have that nerd who I can trust. If a video comes up of a fake Princess Kate video, if something like that comes up, I might have a nerd in my network who I can trust. Like, well, within half an hour of this coming up, this guy's going to check that to see if he's real. You know what I mean? It's like picking your team. You pick your team to go through life with. And when they let you down, you bin them and you find another one.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying, but it's a lot different for you compared to most people. Because of the amount of time you spend online.
Yeah, I agree, but right? I don't think you can afford to not do it. That's kind of what I'm saying. What I've been saying for.
Depends how much attention you pay to it, though.
Then you can't complain about being influenced by it and getting it wrong and being fucked over by it.
Yeah.
You can't complain.
Yeah.
If you don't, that's fine. If you want to just be total, I'm not going to do that, then when the world fucks you, you can't complain. Because the people who are supposed to protect you from this stuff probably don't have your best interests at heart all the time. You have to, yeah, you have to find a way of doing this in some manner yourself, whether that's yourself as an individual or through trusted individuals around you. And when I'm saying trusted individual around you, I don't mean like some dude that you pay and fucking, you know, it's like an official relationship. I literally mean some guy that you follow online who has tended to be right about things over time. You go back and check all the things that they've said. Obviously, people can edit some stuff and, you know, everyone shows the best version. Nothing about this is easy. And nothing about this is going to get fucking easier. It's all going to get more complex. It's all going to get harder. And, yeah, if, unless you put some time towards this, you are going to be manipulated at some point. And you won't always get it right anyway. How many times do I send you something? Sometimes being serious, sometimes just for fun. But how many times do I send you something and you go, well, no, but don't think about this. And then it turns out that I was wrong. You're not right all the time. But you're right sometimes. So you just have to, you have to try. You can't afford not to try. Or, yeah, you're going to get fucked. It's a strange, the world is changing. It's changing very, very fast. It's never changed faster. And you may drown if you don't.
Let's, tend to swim. Sorry, I thought you finished. Sorry. Yes, I agree.
I've been doing some ranting. I have finished now. Good.
Kate Middleton's been seen out and about. Want to talk about that?
Yeah.
You do want to talk about it?
Talk about it if you want.
Go on then.
Well,
you thought she was dead. Or she was a lizard creature. I think you said she was a lizard creature.
That was Squig said that. We need to get, if we're going to talk about fucking lizards and the royal family being lizards, we need to get Squigs on. no, I don't think that. I think, as I said last time, do I think that video is her? No, we don't. I think it's her.
What? Hang on. Stop.
I don't think it's her.
Stop. The video of her recently out and about.
Yeah, from the other day. Yeah, I don't think it's her. So, anyway.
On the farm shop trip.
Yes. Don't think it's her.
Why don't you think it's her?
This is one that I'm kind of having fun with. But yeah, I don't think it's her. I think there's better ways of dealing with it. It's still, we're still looking at.
I tell you what, that fucking doesn't look like her, you know.
I know it doesn't. It's not her.
That does not look like her. Have you seen this photo?
Yes.
No way.
Is that the one that lots of people have done different versions of enhancing it?
This is the Daily Mail photo.
Forget the
Kate
whole...
Kate was seen smiling as she carried a white shopping
really
bag on a trip to the world's local
the video
park.
Paused.
Now, I wouldn't put it past the Daily Mail to choose a freeze frame that doesn't look like her, but every other frame does look like her, and they publish it.
So anyway.
Internet just binned itself then.
That's cool. Right. Okay.
It was the Daily Mail website, Jen. It was just doing mental stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're back. The point on the screen was your mind being blown because you actually looked at the same things I looked at. Yeah.
I lost you again.
Does it? Okay. But it doesn't look like it, does it?
It doesn't, no. But did you hear what it's saying about the Daily Mail could be choosing the free and that doesn't look like it?
Yeah, of course. It's all that stuff. But when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at it and going, the royal family are well aware of what's happening here. They know there is an issue around this whole situation. And they also know that they could solve it by having the most full public appearance possible. So it's not.
There's a video of her. I want to have a look. One second.
Okay.
Right. The video of her.
Right. Look, watch her face. Watch her body language.
Looking. Right. That is a tiny clip. Where's the rest of it?
The clip I've seen is probably about 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's tiny. 6 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Thoughts. I'm just chatting here for the people on the audio experience.
I don't think that she literally randomly walking into a farm shop. It looks like it's William with her, but he's in a baseball cap.
Yeah.
It could be her. Oh, so I'm looking. I'm analysing a gate. Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Right. It could be her, but it's not definite.
It could be her, couldn't it?
It could be her. It's not definite. That, why is there? That was a very short clip.
Yeah.
I don't know who filmed it.
Well, it's short clip on. I saw a very funny comment. It's a short clip on some people are using the UFO camera to film her. Do you know what I mean by that?
No. Oh, so, yeah. Really grainy. Yeah, shit is so, coming.
Yeah, exactly. They got the UFO camera out for it.
It is shit quality. Yeah. It is terrible
quality. Why is it shit quality? It's shit quality. Everything about it is crap. You can get better footage than that on your fucking phone, can't you?
Who sent that in?
And she also is not like, she must know there's an issue around this. You would be looking. Maybe she doesn't know she's being filmed. Maybe she doesn't.
Oh, there's another video. Okay. Hang on.
Go.
Switch your sound off. 1 second. Oh, it's the same video, but it's longer. Right, yeah. Same video, but it's longer. Right. Oh, it's being filmed from inside a car.
So? Right,
so it's going. It's being filmed from inside a car, and it's going through a window, which is why the quality shit.
Come on.
Right. Hang on. It does look like her at the start. It looks less like her as she walks past.
Yeah, so as she gets closer to you, and as she...
No. It's not getting closer. She's walking away. She's walking like...
She's still closer to you than she is at the start of the video. I've seen it.
It is William. It's definitely William.
Yeah. Okay.
So on that one, it looks like it's her. On that one, it looks like it's her.
So forget all of that, right? Forget all the questions around it. Why? Mm-hmm. Everyone knows this is an issue. Everybody knows this is a news story. The royals also, as I'm saying, the royals know this is a news story. You put it to bed, like exactly what I said last time, you put it to bed by having a really obvious appearance where there's no question. There is no possible fucking, but it can't be a question. But we keep getting these weird fucking things where it's like a glimpse of it. It's bullshit. It's like they either play, just, you know what I mean? Like that's where the question mark is for me. It's like you could put this to bed like this and you're not. And that makes me wonder why that's not happening.
There is a post on X and it says, why do all the recent Kate Middleton photos look like they've been taken using a potato?
Yeah, exactly. But it's true. It's like, that is kind of true. Like, you can solve this like this. If she's fine,
I agree.
If there's not a problem, you can solve it like that. Why haven't you done that? That's
press
the question.
Press conference, whatever. Yeah.
And the longer it goes on, the more fucking stupid it is, the more times they try and fucking, you know, solve it.
Devil's advocate, the longer it goes on, the more attention comes to the royal family and they put it to bed in a week's time with.
Do they want that, though? Do they want, currently, Charles is fucking dying of cancer. There's all sorts of weird stuff happening with infidelity. That fucking bloke fucking died from blunt trauma.
What do you mean, infidelity?
Oh, fucking hell. So, You don't know anything about this. You don't know all the fucking inputs to this.
Come on.
So there's been stories for a long time that William has had affairs.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah.
Yeah. And there's also a more recent story that she might have as well as a get back against him. And the guy that she has supposedly had a thing with died the other day from fucking blunt force trauma to the head.
No.
Yes. He's part of the royal family, as far as I'm aware.
Who is this guy?
Oh, what's his fucking name? I don't know his name. Google it. Just do some Googling. You'll find it. So put all this stuff together, and then we haven't. And then you go, okay, and we haven't seen them properly in public. There's been no proper public appearances by the Royals during this whole period. They're incentivized to not have any of this bullshit. They're incentivized to make this shit go away. And everything they're doing is not making it go away. That's why people think she's dead. They either think she's dead, the tinfoil hat people either think she died during that recent operation that she had. So she either died naturally or she was died during that operation. Or they think this, she's just been fucking Diana'd.
Do you believe this or you're having fun with it? Do you believe this or you're having fun with it?
I don't believe she's fucking dead or anything like that. I don't believe all the fucking weird stuff about end of the Royals and all that shit.
Do you, hang on, do you, how, on a probability scale of 0 to 1, right? What do you think the likelihood of her being dead is?
From 0 to 1?
Yeah.
So yes or no?
No, it's a sliding scale. Oh, let's say it's a percentage, isn't it? 0 to 100 then.
Okay, that's better. 0 to 1 doesn't make any sense. It's fucking like yes or no, binary, yes or no.
It does if you've got a brain. A mathematical brain, Gareth.
Yeah, I'm fucking dyscalculic, aren't I? I don't have a math brain. I can't do it at all.
I think you say you can't do it all.
I can't do it at all. I can't do it.
Oh,
that.
Right, okay.
It just doesn't work. Yeah, I didn't. I'm a student. Well, if none of this was happening, I don't understand why they're not solving the problem.
Hang on a minute.
And the only reason, okay, let's go. I'm 70-30 on that she's fine. I'm 30 that something might have happened.
Like she's dead.
Not necessarily she's dead. There's a reason that she can't be in front of the cameras that is a bit sketch.
How likely do you think it is that she's dead?
10%? 10-15%? Seems unlikely. Because I just don't... I just don't... Yeah, maybe. It's only this stuff that makes me think that. I don't understand why they don't just stop it. Don't understand it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever that they just keep doing these fucking... That's at least twice now, potentially 3 times. That some sort of thing has come out showing her, and there's question mark about whether it's her or not. And if they were completely oblivious about whether there's an issue about this and whether there's any fucking conspiracy theories or whatever about this, if they wanted to put it to bed, they could in 30 minutes. And they haven't done it, and that's what's making me go, why the fuck haven't you done this?
It's strange.
Yeah, it's odd.
Strange. Maybe she got a voice issue. Just playing devil's advocate.
Well, then you come out and you say, look, she's fucked. She's got a voice issue. Don't worry about it. She's fine. But it's true. You come out and go, she's fucked. She had an operation. She can't fucking talk. She's in bits. Don't worry. She's fucking fine. Here she is. She's waving. She's smiling. You know, she's fine.
Meanwhile, you've got Biden front and centre, who's a fucking mess.
Exactly. There's no... People are like, I've heard people say, oh, well, you know, the Royals are above this. This is just bullshit and they're just trying to get on with their lives. It's like, well, you kind of can't do that. You can't do it. You're in the public eye. You know, you don't really exist properly without the public eye. Your reason for being, like when people want to abolish the Royals, the argument that comes up is everything to do with them being in the public eye. If they're not in the public eye, the public are basically going to say, well, there's a large proportion of the public who will just say, you are fucking useless to us. Fuck off. Especially now, everything has changed since the Queen died. Because the Queen was Ali, and we all liked her. Even people who don't like the Royals like the Queen, because she was Ali. She was. Nobody likes Charles. Maybe that's unfair.
It's different. It's not just because she was Ali. I've thought a lot about this because I was actually quite like impacted by her death. I was amazed at how much I was impacted. Like I was fucking sad. Like mourning. I was like, what? You know, and I had a great deal of respect for him, blah blah blah. But one of the reasons One of the main reasons, I think, is that is because she was just, she was, it was like, you wake up, the sun, the fucking land, the queen. Like, she'd be there for my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And most other people in the UK now, literally there, my entire life. Yeah. This unwavering, like, amazing woman who's just, like, the greatest representative of Britishism.
Well, you she know, knew her job.
Yeah, she was fucking mega. And yeah. she was just there. And all of a sudden, that thing's gone. That thing that you just took for granted.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't, like, waiting on everybody. I wasn't waiting every announcement from the Buckingham Palace. I never watched the Queen's speech. Maybe once I ever watched the Queen's speech.
Yeah.
But she was there, and then all of a sudden she wasn't. It's like, what? Like, literally, something significant in my life was removed, which I didn't realise was as significant as it was.
Yeah.
It's like, take away, what do you mean the fucking sun's gone? I need that. I quite like that being in my life.
Yeah.
The same with the Queen. I think that's part of it. Not that she was people necessarily thought how amazing or ally she was, but she was generally neutral or positive to people, and she existed for the entirety of people's lives.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know, you can't discount the fact that a lot of the reasons why she was able to do that, it isn't just that she was there. It's just she understood her job completely, and she got things right 99% of the time.
But who says Charles doesn't?
Well, he fucking doesn't. He talks about his opinions. He's always spoken about his opinions when he was a prince, for all his prince time. And he has continued to do that. He has continued to take sides politically after being king, which is a fucking no-no. It's the biggest no-no. Because when it comes down to it, he is not as much of a quality human being as she was. He's not as much of a strong character in that sense to keep his bullshit and his opinions out of it.
And yeah.
The idea that he doesn't know that that is a thing is bullshit. He's done this his whole life. He's been waiting to be king his whole life. He's watched his mum do it his whole fucking life.
Yeah, he can't be the greatest character, and he was banging Camilla behind Princess Di's back, just as one example.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't scream integrity, does it?
So not of the same caliber, basically, not the same caliber as human being, and it shows how incredibly misguided the guy is, because they must know, the royals know that they are under pressure from public perception of them, and that the Queen dying was, you know, their black swan event in some ways. It was a huge change, and all he had to do. Keep his mouth shut about his opinions and do king stuff and do it well. And people were going, yeah, okay. And he didn't. He fucked it. He had to do one thing and he fucked it. And it, you know, you've now got a situation where the guy's got cancer. He may die fairly soon. And then now we've got William. And it's that's how is William going to take it? Will he shut up about his political opinions? He's generally quite... He has been better on that until very recently. But yeah. Yeah. But he tangented there. But the main point about the whole fucking cake conspiracy thing is you could solve this and you haven't. And because you haven't solved it, I am suspicious of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, it makes sense. It does. It is very odd. It is odd.
You need to fire. And this is another thing. Traditionally, the royal press team, they're not amateurs, are they? They've been doing this stuff for fucking ever. They know how to do PR with the public. There is a wealth of fucking knowledge there. And suddenly, literally over the past, what, 3-4 weeks, they're fucking it up, left, right, and centre. Doesn't make any sense. So yeah, when you say, you know, like this conspiracy theory stuff, it isn't that. You leave holes for the conspiracy theory stuff, in my mind anyway, you leave holes for the conspiracy theory stuff when you don't solve a problem that you could solve really easily. You know?
Mm.
And obviously there will be people who don't believe it anyway. She could be stood there dancing a fucking jig and it wouldn't matter. Some people would still think that's not her. It's a body double. And they're the fucking crazy lizard people. You know, I think it's I knew we were gonna go onto this. It's interesting. Did you see? Well, we did it at the end, weren't we?
Yeah.
Done an hour. Do you want to go, do you?
Soon.
Okay. I was just gonna talk about the I think there's a Supreme Court judge who said the other day that something along the lines of the First Amendment in the US is getting in the way of their ability to like control the narrative, if you know what I mean. Somewhere along those lines.
Supreme Court judge.
Yeah. Basically the Supreme Court, a judge saying something completely retarded. Yeah. Where the answer is like the First Amendment is there literally for this reason. It's not it's in the way of you doing what you want to do. That's its whole purpose. If you're oblivious to this, you shouldn't be sat where you're sat. It's concerning that you would say something like that publicly. We're on the internet. Hugh is reading things on the internet.
I can't see. Is that like elevator music?
Yeah, pretty much. I need to start doing it because like it's fine for the video people. It's probably need something like that. It's fine for the video people.
You know, there's a name. You know, there's a name for that kind of music.
Yeah, Muzak. My fucking missus loves it.
Oh, actually, you're the first person I've met that knows that. Right,
okay. I know all sorts of shit. I don't know anything important. I know all sorts of shit like that. Yeah, my Muzak, missus literally fucking listens to that shit.
Really?
Yeah, well, she's fucking weird, isn't she?
Mate, do you know what I've got into recently?
Go on.
Is rave music.
Well, like 90s.
I was never a raver. But I was in London. I was wandering around Camden, North London, a couple of weeks ago. And I ventured into this shop there, which I'd never been into before, and it's called Cyberdog.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, what a shop, mate.
Yeah.
I was in love. And I never, it is fucking right, still going. I'm going to get a hoodie from in there, a Cyberdog, like Raver hoodie. I'm going to get it for biking.
Okay, yeah. No, I was.
Yeah, because I've got a Sin Eaters Guild hoodie, like a large one that I wear over my armour.
Yeah.
And that disappeared off the face of the earth. And I think one of my daughters has nicked it, they're denying it.
Yeah,
I get the seg stuff and half of it goes to one of their wardrobes.
It's like
into the abyss. I never get it back.
Well, yeah, that is what happens with hoodies, particularly, and girls. Whether your daughters or your fucking missus, don't matter. That's what they do. Did you know? You might know. So you're coming onto the rave thing. It's more of a house thing. You know who Danny Rampling is, don't you?
Danny
Rampling.
I've heard the name.
Yeah. So he's basically, Danny Rampling was one of the, he founded a club called Shroom. So this is my thing. This is what I did in my teenage years and whatever. Found a club called Shroom. along with, he's like same sort of gang as like fucking Paul Oakenfold and Judge Jules, that lot. They sort of went over to Ibiza, brought the music of Ibiza, that sort of below beat stuff, back and started the house music thing in London. Acid house type stuff. Acid house, more like... Anyway, he started that scene in London pretty much. So he is a seminal figure within that music space. He's a Reg bloke. I did not know.
Really?
Yeah, he's Reg. He was like TA Reg. Yeah.
Danny Rampling.
Probably means more to me than it will to most people. But I was like, obviously, I only found out recently that he was a Reg bloke. But during all, he always looked a bit wet, a bit hippie wet to me.
Mm. But, his Insta profile describes him as a DJ, producer, and human rights activist.
Yeah, well, he is, if you want to talk to what some people would call a conspiracy theorist, you would say that. He's very against the vaccine mandates. He's very clued into World Economic Forum stuff.
Doesn't mention his military career on Wikipedia.
No. I think he was just TA. He did.
Right.
Yeah, he was fucking reserved. But yeah, he's definitely a reg bloke. Because do you remember a while ago that Andrew Fox did a tab? I think it was while he was still in. He did a tab from Arnhem to fucking somewhere.
Is this Major Andrew Fox?
It is.
Cool.
Major Andrew Fox. Yeah, to that guy. Who I took through P Company.
Cool.
Well, we did the thing, didn't we? We can talk about this because it's funny. He listens to this.
Does he listen?
Well, it doesn't matter if he listens to that. I'm just saying, if he listens to this, nothing I'm going to say here is untrue.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I took him through P Company. We ran a thing at the time when all these fucking hat units, sorry if you're not. If you're a non-ferocious character, listen to this. I'm playing up to the Reg character, which I'm entitled to do. Reg blokes are dickheads. We're entitled to do this. But yeah, when all the hat units were getting binned and amalgamated, we ran a program at P Company to transfer them. So we had a load of them turn up, and you could, if you passed P Company, you could then. Come into the Reg. Obviously, lots of people weren't very happy about that for obvious reasons. If you're a Reg bloke, you will feel that. So we called it Hats to Heroes. And he was one of the guys that came across. So he was a hat officer who came across.
Describe what it used to be.
I think it was just fucking standard infantry.
No, what it used to be. How did you get into Power Reg then, before?
You did depot.
What, as an officer?
No, this is all ranks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so normally if you're a Reg officer, my understanding is you go through Sandhurst.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm talking shit here, you fucking tell me if you've fucking been to Sandhurst. Sandhurst people, let me know. My understanding is that maybe this is just cope from Reg blokes. So the A-grade guys, like the top end of it, like you have to do fairly well to be selected to be a fucking Reg officer.
Yeah.
You then go do P Company, and I can tell you from experience that the officer experience at P Company is different to a standard bloke experience. We expect a lot more from you. Everyone who remembers me as P Company staff knows what that's like. That's not nice, Gaz. It's horrible, Gaz. So if you pass as an officer, then you go to the Reg.
So how do they change it again?
Well, my point is, he was a hat officer and he had spent time in a hat unit for an extended period. Then he came over and did P Company and came over and commanded Reg blokes.
Yeah, that's always been like that.
Yeah, but you know what it's like. Oh, fucking hell, we're getting real nasty here. The people aren't going to be happy.
It would normally be higher up than that, though. It wouldn't be like captains come across and be like majors.
Yeah.
Who have established themselves.
Yes.
As I recall.
Kind of a point. Like,
it was never liked.
Well, I'm not saying, I haven't said
it. It was problematic. It was problematic.
Yeah. Because we're horrible. We like purebloods.
Yeah, you could say that, but then the question is why? And it's because the culture is that the power, well, I can't speak for two para. I can't speak for one para, I can't speak for SMSG, but the culture in three para is very different to the culture of other units. And you could say the same thing about any other unit. Our culture is very different. But it is acutely different in Power Reg because of the way the training is. And I'm not on about the difficulty of it. That's a separate topic. I'm talking about Power Reg Toms. Power Reg recruits are trained by fucking Power Reg. Yep. Other units are not trained by the own units. It's very different. And you can delve more into that. And there's good and bad sides to that, right? The way they do things. But that means that people who come across who have not always been Power Reg, they come from some other unit who are non-Power Reg, whether an officer or not officer, they are severely fucking disliked and they have to work hard to prove themselves.
Yeah.
It's worse when it's officers because they've got a command immediately.
100%.
Much worse. And they normally get it fucking wrong as well. It's like a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Bring them across when they're young if you're going to do it, not when they're established.
Yeah, absolutely. You're hamstringing those guys completely.
Mm.
Now, that's not to say, like, whenever Reg guys talk like this, we sound, because we're an incredibly arrogant bunch, because we feel like we've earned to be an arrogant bunch. It's part of the brainwashing.
Yeah.
And we play up to it for fun sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do. I play up to it for fun sometimes. But that's not a saying that there aren't any shit Reg blokes. There were some absolute dog shit Reg blokes. It's also not a saying that all those guys that come across are shit, because they're fucking not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know at least three fucking non-ferocious who came across and were very, 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 very good. It's not to say that. You know, half of this is just banter and fun, isn't it? But they certainly, you know, if you come across like that, you are going to have a mountain to climb. It's always going to be there. And it's unfair, because you will, if you fuck up, it's going to be, oh, well, he's fucking not pure blood, is he? Your background will be thrown against you. But a Reg bloke, be like, oh, he's just a shit fucking Reg bloke. Yeah. Can't remember why we got onto that. Danny Rampling. Yeah. So he did the tab with Andrew Fox, that guy. Did the tab with him. He went over to Ireland and did like a 10 miler as part of that long distance tab they did. So yeah, there you go. You learn something new every day. Seems sound anyway. Seems sound. Some Reg blokes are sound, not like me and Hugh. Some of them are really good guys, not like us.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go now?
Yeah, I need to do some work, mate.
Roger. Okay. Well, I will see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Yeah. Cool.
What the fuck? Do you say you want to do an HR?
We could maybe do another.
What the fuck are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? We talk every day.
Worry about that when we do it. We'll see if we can set it up. I'll not bring any equipment with me. So
do it here. Stand there. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, cool.
Thanks for listening,
cheers,
everybody.
Cheers, people. Cheers, people.
Thanks for listening. Dealing with our bullshit.
Let us know if Kate Middleton's dead or not. If anyone sees her dead, let us know. Hopefully she's not. Touch wood, because I like her.
No, I think she's... yeah, I like her. I hope she's not dead.
She is a fox.
Yeah. For the royal horsiness that they all seem to have, she's attractive.
Yeah. Anyway.
Right. See you later. Bye. Like, Hugh hopes she's not dead because she's hot. That's basically it. So she don't give a shit.
Like having with a chance. Like having with a chance.
I hope that hot chick's not dead.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.